Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Susie just mentioned all the days she's off already. She claims she was taking care of the grandchild the other day. Now she's taking 2 more days off.
3. No, 2.
Let's review. Sunday, Monday is 2.
Sunday I always work, and Monday I always work.
That doesn't concern us.
So I'm taking Sunday and Monday off.
Take Saturday and Sunday off.
I'm already off Saturday, but and I told you on the down low, and I'm not supposed to make a big deal out of this because I was reprimanded by my daughter.
Yeah.
She's doing a very special thing. We're going to Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
And
nice.
She's going to be giving her marrow, her bone marrow, to someone. But she doesn't want a big deal about it.
What a great thing that we can't talk about.
Oh, my God. I know that we can't talk about. Maybe I'll convince her. I'll strong arm her tonight.
Could we get her on to talk about? I'm
being
very serious.
I know you are. And that's the one thing. We were having a conversation with the nurse because it's quite a lot of preparation.
Oh, yeah.
And Josie said, I have one thing to say. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing this. She's going to be so mad.
I hate my mother.
No, she said, I don't want my mom to turn this into a news story.
Yeah.
But
too late.
I didn't mean to. I've said it off the air to people, but
did we force you?
No.
I don't want to upset Josie, so I understand that. But
it's remarkable.
It is. And you should be immensely proud.
I am. She's very brave and very generous.
Is she adopted? Dave, I mean, it can't be a blood relative, right?
It's possible. She didn't get a whole lot of Susie on the genes.
She's my kid.
Yeah.
I love her to pieces. Anyway, I'll be back Tuesday.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, see you. We have 2 big memories in Vikings history today. 2 big memories. One, you know, you're going to get both. When I tell you how long ago they were. That's my prediction.
Okay.
The first one is the harder one. What infamous, and I'm giving you a clue now by using the word infamous. What infamous moment happened with the Vikings January 9th, 2005?
January 9th, 2005. Was that
infamous?
Was that Randy mooning the crowd in Green Bay?
That's a disgusting act.
Thank you.
Because it did look like he was wiping his butt on the
on the goalpost?
On the goal. Well, it's on the, what's the cushion thing called? Around the
cushion?
The cushion?
We just call it
the cushion?
The pad?
The pad. It looked like he was wiping his booty. That was
he had the dance going.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't just pulling the pants down. He was shimmying a little bit. You know,
is that how you wipe your booty?
That is. I dance.
You just have a cushion in the bathroom.
I play the Bee Gees. You know, and I, you know, and then I go a little Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, that's very nice.
By the way, we haven't even identified the music theme yet.
No, you have not.
We better. Casey and the Sunshine Band. I play 70s hits while I'm going to the bathroom. That's a disgusting act. Joe Buck. All the Vikings fans are still mad at Joe Buck. Joe Buck. Over the last 20 years, is one of the 2 or 3 greatest sports announcers, without a doubt, any hesitation. Kevin Harlan is also in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joe Buck called what most people were thinking, which I'm still not convinced. Maybe Randy actually meant that too, but we've all just bought because Randy's our guy. and we hope Randy's doing extraordinarily well right now. I mean that. But it was a morning. That's straight cash, homie. That's how, you know, our guy Kotler even wrote about the guy who went out to Care 11. And he waited in the cold, waited. Everybody was waiting for Randy. And then the guy realized Randy's coming out the other door at Winter Park. Randy, how about that fine? I don't care. How are you going to pay for it? Straight cash, homie.
That's right. Straight cash.
Just a phenomenal line.
It was outstanding.
Phenomenal line.
And even Joe Buck since then has gone back and said, okay, I went a little far.
Yeah.
Once he learned the backstory of Green Bay fans
all
mooning
like
the opposing buses as they're coming through.
What a bunch of Neanderthals when you're thinking, hey, it's freezing out. I'm going to lower the trowel and show my booties. And I got to be honest.
What are you talking about?
I got to be honest. I don't think many of them look like Sydney Sweeney's booty.
Have you seen Sydney Sweeney's booty?
Pretty much. I mean, most pictures.
I think she keeps it covered up very well.
Yes, she does. She's delicate. What happened January 9th, 1977?
77, January 9th. That had to be a loss in the big game.
That's the last big game they've played in. That would be the Oakland Raiders, where the Vikings lost. And I don't remember if the Vikings had the ball first and then they had to punt, but the Raiders had the ball. And I think the Raiders had the ball first, and here comes Ray Guy. And Ray Guy, even though this is in the 70s, still might be the greatest punter ever. Like, he was one of the rare, in that era, punting was just an afterthought. Just showed how smart and unique Al Davis was. That they draft Ray Guy. I can still see it. Fred McNeil, one of the great Vikings linebackers, with Matt Blair. And that's still Jeff Seaman, I believe. They block it. And I'm pretty sure it was on second down. Not Chuck. But Brent McClanahan had the ball, and he fumbled, and that ended it. There's been no fun since. There has been no Super Bowl fun since, because the Raiders manhandled the Minnesota Vikings, as they really were manhandled in every Super Bowl. Chiefs manhandled them. Dolphins manhandled them. Steelers for sure manhandled them. And the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders, you forget how good the Raiders were. You forget how great all those teams were in the AFC at that time, when the Steelers were great. The Dolphins were great. The Raiders were great. NFC, you had the Vikes. You had the Rams. The Vikings kept beating. And you had the Redskins a little bit. I don't know if anybody. St. Louis Cardinals briefly. But that was it. They would lose, 32-14, I think?
32-14. The guy punt happened, the block happened a little bit later than you remember.
Oh, is that right?
There were four possessions before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's 0-0 at that point.
It was
0-0.
Okay. The Raiders missed a 29-yard field goal on their first possession. They got
the
ball
drove.
First.
Yeah.
Vikings 3-and-out in the punt. Raiders get a first down, then punt again. Vikings get a first down, then punt. And then came a 3-and-out. The Ray guy block. Punt blocked. Chuck Foreman runs for 1 yard.
Second
Brent
down,
McClanahan.
Right? That's my memory. Second.
Minus the yard, fumbles, recovered by Willie Hall. Ball game.
Ball game. That's the Willie Brown interception. That's Sammy White getting his head taken off. Was that Jack Tatum or was that, it wasn't Lester Hayes. Was that maybe George Atkinson? Maybe that's who it is. Just coming across the middle of the field, Francis throws it to Sammy White. And it, briefly, if you're watching on TV, and our TVs were just all so crappy back then, you thought, wait a second, Sammy White just lost his head. His head is laying there on the ground.
Rolling around in the helmet.
Because this is, I think, the year before the Daryl Stingley hit from Jack Tatum. And they have not been to a Super Bowl since. Let's continue a little Vikings history. When you think Vikings history, and they're in the playoffs right now. And they are going to defeat the Los Angeles Rams Monday night, guaranteed. Put it down in ink.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
Well, if they're going to win the Super Bowl, as you predicted, they have to win this one.
Exactly. So I have to stay with this. Now, where the game's going to be played, I'm not guaranteeing that. They got to decide by tomorrow, don't they?
I would think, if not at the end of today.
Right.
There's a lot of setup that needs to be done.
And there's a lot of setup not Tempe. It should be in Tempe. They should go to Sun Devil Stadium. They're going to Glendale. Beneath us. Go to Tempe. Go to the home of the Devils. Be a beautiful night to have a game outside. Come on. Go to the house that Chad Hartman and Pat Tillman built.
I'd go with the house that Herm built.
Get out of here. They need hotels all across L.A. for people to stay. Seriously.
Yeah.
Right? Jamie Ukas was amazing with us last hour. Podcast that. She was phenomenal. When you think of Vikings playoff memories, what comes to mind? And then also I'm going to toss out another word that is associated, for me, with January 9th, 1977. The word is sketchy. I will explain when we come back. Can I go back to a few texts, too, here? Susie likes whatever Joel Maturi will buy her. no awning keeps the Sweet Martha cookies warm. Okay. Can I say it again? They're the most overrated food item at the fair. And they're fine. They're fine. Okay. But they're so hyped, they're overrated. They're any other time of year, if you have them, as a chocolate chip cookie, there are six. I'm a chocolate chip aficionado. I don't hate chocolate chips like that scumbag Adam Carter.
Yeah, pro oatmeal.
Yeah. So when you tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock, no, this guy thinks chocolate chip cookies are overrated.
Also hates Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And hates Reese's Peanut Butter
Cups.
Don't
let that slip.
Think about this show. Jordana is the only decent person on that show. Hates Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies okay. And David Josephson doesn't think pets are members of your family.
That's right.
Every one of those is a fact. We've never sounded so good. We're humanitarians.
There's a reason you're at 18.
We're Desmond Tutu compared to those folks. Buck has grown on me so much in the past 10 years. Hated him then, my goodness, he's funny. Joe Buck is very funny. Very talented. And is an all-time, when he's done, whatever he's done, he's going to finish as one of the 10 greatest national TV broadcasters. I told this to Harlan the other day, and I mean this. Kevin Harlan is the greatest radio play-by-play basketball football announcer ever. And he's really, really, really good on TV also. But he wasn't sure where he was going to be. He was guessing Monday, so you're not going to get him here in town because you'll get my guy Yada because the fan has the rights. But if he's not working that game, you're going to run some errand or there's going to be some playoff game maybe next week because next week's the best weekend of football, in my opinion. You get the four games. Almost always two of them are spectacular. Just hope you're in the car and one's coming down the end. And it's Harlan and probably Kurt Warner because nobody's better than him. Playoff game, nonsense, whatever. He's just that damn good. More text. What about the Drew Pearson catch? Well, yeah, that was just, I think that's December 28th, 1975. We ended up with my father at Francis's house that day because his dad died during the game. How about that? Probably, that was their last great, great team. The team went to the Super Bowl the next year. They were kind of all hanging on. But that year, that was the year Chuck had all the yardage, and it's Rashad's first year, and the offense, we were juggernaut, and Dallas wasn't that good that year. I mean, even with the horrible call, they should have just won that game. But that's for sure, Dominic, the Minneapolis miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Huge one, right? Ray Guy hit the gondola at the Houston Astrodome as a challenge. 41 donut. How about that one?
Yeah.
How about that one? I still remember that. We were relatively new in the house, watching it, and in a blink of the eye, it's 21-0. And this one, Brewer and I are still together, and he texts me and goes, no, he called me, I think during the break. He goes, can you effing believe what has happened? Because at that time, my greatest source on the team by far was Chris Carter. And Chris Carter, off the record, would say, would be honest and say, we got a problem this week, like if the team was better. And he told me, I was out there, this one I used to go to Winter Park all the time. Actually was a reporter. He told me twice, he goes, you know, I don't BS you. We're just better. And we're going to win this easy.
Didn't turn out that way.
It was easy.
Kerry Collins had a day.
It was a bit easy for the other team. 41-0. Yeah, the call to Belmont. Yeah, we can go down that road, too. And listen, my boy P.A. is still one of my great, great friends. I think P.A. is a tremendous football announcer. He's perfect for the Vikings. He's had great calls. Vikings, other playoff memories. Bobby Bryant blocking the field goal, Tom Dempsey's field goal. Getting blown out by the Philadelphia Eagles after the Minneapolis Miracle. Of course, the two most famous games of all the last 25 years are at the top of the list. Anderson hasn't missed a kick in 2 years. Everything about that game.
I know.
I sat in the stands that game. I went with my sister's first husband, Dave Nolan. He was like a brother to me. And it was huge. We used to watch tons of Vikings games when I was younger, and I thought, I want to sit in the stands and watch the Vikings go to the Super Bowl. Well, Dave, because he was such a fan. And we were on the side of the field where when Denny and Billick decide to go for it, and they're up 20-7, where Chuck Smith beats Stussy. And again, second Burrow reference. He's on later today at 3. Why don't I just do a promo? even though Jason's about to come in, you know, Jason's next. We'll just promote various afternoon shows. Burrow and I had that debate about because I had no problem with them. I still never had a problem with them. They were an offensive juggernaut, but it did totally change the game, right? Robert, our guy, Robert Smith, running out of bounds when he shouldn't have run out of bounds. And, of course, taking the knee. And it was a great Atlanta team.
Yeah. And with all of that, they still should have won the game.
They still should have won the game. And then the Saints game.
Bounty Gate.
Where I'm there with advertising guru to the show, Patrick Hunt.
Ooh.
Who is an absolute passionate Packers fan. And so when Favre kept going down, and he's conditioned merrily, his tremendous wife and his amazing kids, that Favre's faking it. And I'm there with, I think Q was advised, but I'm there with Hunter Griffin. We're like, are you seeing him? Like, you know, it wasn't like me, Mr. Helgehorns.
I'm sure when he was a Packer, Brett's just tougher than the rest of them.
I'm like, Patrick, his upper body's going away with, oh, he's an actor.
Yeah.
And Maggie and Henry are going along with it. We would then find out it was Bounty Gate. Yeah, so plenty of Vikings memories. A guy who's not a Minnesotan.
No, far from it.
He's a Chicagoan.
Yep. Then a Wisconsinite.
Then a Wisconsinite. And he's really a Packer fan. Mark, he faked. He's at the St. Thomas game last night. He doesn't care.
Mm-mm.
He's at the Gopher game the other day. He doesn't care. There had to be some Instagram reason he was at these games, right?
That or he's on the payroll for Marquette. He's scouting opponents.
Yes, he is. Just remember that when he's taking you home every day, because this is where he should be. He's not one of us.